Orwell, I think we would agree, would be amazed at the capacity that the government has to invade people's privacy. And Hannah Arendt wrote that landmark book, The Origins of Totalitarianism, and she defined totalitarianism as the ability of a government to destroy any kind of private organizations. So there was no privacy left. There was no independent organizations that could get themselves elected and have control over the government. That in fact, what you have is democracy standing on its head, where instead of having a representative government, you have a government that's running the people. And is that the direction you see things going in? Is this kind of massive collection of data a threat to activists in this country that are trying to do stuff for social change?
Well, the way I see it, and this is actually an argument we're making in our lawsuit, is that there's a First Amendment right, and a very important First Amendment right, to associate with other people for activism purposes, for communication purposes, for social purposes. And that's a very important right, and I think that's an essential element of freedom, part of our individual autonomy that upon which our democratic system is based. That right is infringed when the fact of your associations is disclosed, that there are many parts about being a free person that requires a person to be able to operate with some degree of privacy from their government. And to me, that's what I see these programs being the biggest threat.
It's alarming to me that alongside the development of a $10.8 billion a year NSA that can do all the things you've just educate us about, you have a militarization of the police forces across the country. You have them armed to the teeth now. Now we're going into the sixth year of an economic crisis, the worst since the Depression, and you're starting to see some fight back. You had 2 years ago Occupy Wall Street, and you have continual unrest now. And how do you see that relating to what you've been telling us about spying on democracy?
I can't speak to sort of the military buildup of the police, but I think what we're seeing is the threat of terrorism, the fear of a domestic terrorism attack, really driving a lot of incursions on our freedoms that we wouldn't have, that I don't think anyone would have tolerated 13 years ago. It's just changed, and I think people really have to think about what type of society do they want to live in. I hear a lot of people say things like, well, I have nothing to hide, so why should I care if they're collecting my data? And, you know, I guess I just disagree. It's not the question is not whether I have something to hide. The question is, what's my relationship with my government? And to me, being a free person means having a relationship with my government where I have a degree of privacy over what I do, and it's none of the government's business about what I do. It doesn't mean that only people who are engaging in subversive activities have to feel that way. To me, it's just part of being a free person. And I do think that that's at least a question everyone has to ask themselves when they learn about these programs.
And these programs have gotten so much terrible traction because of the fear of terrorism that's been galloping since 9/11. What's your assessment about the reality of this all-pervasive terrorism? Do you think the government hypes that threat?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely beyond my expertise. But what we have seen is when we've questioned the efficacy of these programs is that the examples that the government is pointing to where the collection of this data has actually been used to prevent a terrorist attack are really very insubstantial.
Yeah, that's been my observation also. Here in New York, for example, last week we had a lawsuit going forward where it's been shown that the New York City Police Department covers the Muslim community in our city like a blanket. You've got people in the restaurants and the barbershops and the mosques. And despite this huge program to sniff out terrorism amongst the Muslim community, they haven't gotten one lead out of it. Do you think that this spying on democracy has any kind of a negative effect on people's activism?
I certainly think it infringes on people's associational rights. And we've talked to many groups who have said that they feel that the fact that they cannot guarantee secrecy of their communications is harming their ability to do the work they do. Some people operate hotlines. where people they used to be able to tell people that they could call them anonymously and they would not disclose the information to anybody. Again, we're not just hearing stories just from the left. Some of the plaintiffs in our lawsuit now are gun rights organizations. They consider themselves to be a dissident organization, especially in California, where gun rights might not be as popular in other parts of the country. And they're finding it very difficult to engage with their constituents in the way they want to, because they can no longer guarantee them anonymity.
If people want to learn more about the Electronic Frontier Foundation, how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, go to our website, EFF.org. There's a lot of information there. We really try and report very fully on all the work that we do and keep our website very current. There's lots of information there.
Do you have any kind of public programs or a presence outside of the internet?
We contribute speakers to other people's programs, and we write a lot and everything. And occasionally we do our own programming, although it's not our primary function as an organization. So.
And where are you headquartered, David?
We are located in San Francisco.
Yeah, Heidi Bogosian's out there this week doing a program.
I think she might be like a block away from us right now.
So. Great. David Green from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, thank you so much for being on Law & Disorder. We'll keep up with you, and we would like you to come back on again.
Oh, great. I'm happy to come back. Thanks so much.
Take it easy.
Okay.